You can get out your Bible.
Today,
without the Bible, try to get the Bible. If you have it on a phone in school, but it's not so good,
or
any time it can stop working. And the other, the devil is plotting for something. After we've gotten used to Bibles or phones, they will begin to corrupt them, and most of them they began. They began to remove scriptures and adding words you cannot write. Have your two Bibles. Even buy another store at home. Have the one on the phone and have the other, which is out without the one you hold, get out your phone. But they are plotting something for us. They want to destroy those Bibles after we are used on the ones on phones. We know they are the ones in the systems.
Beast computers.
Have six beast computers in the world. The one reigning over computers of Africa is in South Africa. Anytime they can do computers whatever they want. You have to be very careful. You keep your Bible. All
these
things, they put Holy Ghost, the one who confuses us on what they are on.
After
confusing us, we shall cease to trust the Bible, thinking they are wrong. Now try to get a living Bible when still time. If you don't know the right Bible, come reach us, we shall help you. We shall even get a day to check the Bibles you're having, whether they are right or they are false.
For
some of you read words and they are very different. Here we read another word in your Bible, you have another. How comes my word is different?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we thank the Lord.
He's
added time to us to seek and know Him.
We
are going to look within His holy book.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and the Bible reader, Pastor Robina. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. All the new and the old people here. But know our home is in heaven. We've never met there. But before the territory they put you in, when they brought you from heaven to bring you on earth,
there
are territories they reached you into. Me too, I was reached to this side. But today we have met. I pray we meet for all days. Do not retard, neither backslide. We are going the journey of heaven. The Bible on the journey of heaven tells us this. In Philippians 3:20, our master tells us these words. Philippians 3 verse 20. I'm trying to bring an introduction as we head the journey of heaven. Philippians 3 verse 20.
Kubanga fe wafe muguru. Era je tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo.
Our citizenship.
It
means we are not of this world.
We
just come here not a long years ago. Our home is
not
that we have never been in heaven. We have been there before. And the journey of heaven, don't see as something very amazing, but see something reminding you of your home. For our home is in heaven. And we are told, when the fleet carried to bring you on earth, even the body you are in, you never came with it. In getting from the earth, you have to unclothe it, that you go back to your home.
First Timothy 6
verse 7.
You
are giving you the introduction of heaven today, the journey. We are going to study a study heading, if we study concerning the day of the Lord, the second resurrection.
Let's give an introduction.
Why should are you supposed to know heaven? Don't be confused of this world.
For
this is not your home.
It's
very threatening. You've trusted so much the world. But we prove you it's not your home.
1 Timothy 6:7. Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi. Kubanga tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
We brought nothing. We brought nothing on this earth. You think that you bring your body?
We
need a body from heaven.
Before
we unclothe the one we are in.
2 Corinthians 5
says, let so much be clothed the one from heaven where we came from. When we are in the church,
we
remind you where you came from. If you are on the earth, you
have
get lost in the earth.
Proves
you came from a certain place in this world.
There
are some of you who claim you have given birth and you spring from the Ankole.
Others
say they are from Busoga in the eastern Uganda. Others claim they come from Buganda. Others they claim they are Americans.
And here
others Chinese. All these are in getting lost. For our home is in heaven. All these already got lost.
And
when you go say you are lost, it's not that you've got lost. You've forgotten your home where you came from. And you've trusted this world and its fullness. We need to go home to our home in heaven. And as we go in the journey of heaven, we first remind you that what we study is really your home. But because you forgot there, ever lived there for a long time, according to Psalms 90:1, you were in the heavens a long time back before you came on earth.
I try
to give an introduction of the journey of heaven. We have a heading to study
Rolf.
I want to first remind you that your home in heaven is where you spend the longest time. And here you are a stranger. But you seem to be getting lost in the way. Let's read
it.
Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, gwe wali ekifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa, era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Ensi eno nga tennaba kubaawo n'ebirimu
byonna.
Twabeeranga mu ggulu.
We were in heaven.
Era nga mu Peter ekisooka essuula esooka.
In 1 Peter chapter 1.
Agamba ffe tuli bayise wano.
He says we are strangers on earth.
We
came from somewhere, we are heading back there. Threatening, you have forgotten the journey. Yes, you have built houses along the way. The flat houses.
You
bought a car along this way. But friend, do not forget that you are on the way.
That's
why you leave the houses on the way and you head back home.
Home,
you don't need to build, the city is already there.
Jerusalem
of heaven you see in these images. You left the city there, but you no more remember. Now you are on the way building. Take citizenship in a strange land.
It's
threatening, you're getting lost on the way. And you've trusted what in the way. You see as if that is your home. But we are on the way, brethren. We came to align things along the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now to align things, you abandoned it. Praise Jesus so much. You forgot to align things that you had back home. You're claiming that this is your home. You've bought lands along the way. Thank you so much. But you will not refuse to get from the way. You have to get away from
the gentis or not die.
But what's threatening? Will you head back home? For you've been having things to align here. The Father speaks of you like this. In Jeremiah
1,
verse 4 to
5,
he speaks these words upon you. That my child is not required of you to get lost. For I know you.
And
I am home waiting for you. Jeremiah 1.
Awe kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nti bwe nali nga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza
yakumanya dda
you long time
mu lubuto yakuleetamu nakwambaza ogwo omubiri
brought you in the womb clothed you with that flesh
ati ye kitafu ya kujukira
the Father remembers you
it is Sarah ya fe Matayo mukaga
our prayer in Matthew 6
kuva ku lwa musanvu pa ku lwa 14
verse 7 to 14
kusaba kitafu ali mu guru
we pray to the Father in heaven
babana tukola che
what are we the children doing on earth
Gana, ukola che
what are you doing on earth my brother
kitao nga ali mu
guru and your Father is in heaven
kitike wa mukola
what did you do to your father
ibo akitu yagala kumanya je wava
why don't you want to know where you came from For most of you, when you hear things of the journey of heaven, you say, what does that mean? We are in the journey where we came from to understand
death.
We try to remind you that we came from somewhere in that journey. And we have to head back home. Now the journey of heaven moves on to remind you how you came from. How does it appear? What can you do to reach back there? And where do you pass? That you get back home. What you need.
But
no matter what you have to get back home. The problem. If you get lost on the way. You don't reach home. There is another land created called hell. It's on the kingdom of the stars. In the bottomless
pits.
That's where you end if you get lost.
And
he warns in Jeremiah 22:10. And he tells you these words. Jeremiah 22 verses 10.
So temumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amazigo ya agenda. Kubanga tachadda na te sota lidabansi ye wawe.
Kakati chizibu bobo vwa mwabili kunu.
Problem only check out of this body.
Uyinzo utasobola kuda ye wawe.
You may never head back to your home.
No,
and you totally get lost as you go lost on this earth. In the world of darkness, the bottomless pits,
in
hell they imprison most of such people. When we reach this
earth,
we have many things before God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are men these who act
fearless.
They showed us men from another land. The one they show us they're called aliens.
The fallen angels.
The fallen angels. Or the fallen angels. But the truth is, they were just from heaven. But they try to show us their fleets which bring us on earth. And in Zechariah 5, they show you how we are brought within baskets. We call it baskets, but it's a fleet. And it's driven by the angels of counsel.
They
bring spirits into human and
yes,
stomachs. Now we came from somewhere. But the warning says that when you get from the body, because you got lost no more knowing your home,
you
have to totally get lost never to see your home country. We have to see you on the day of judgment. Where they will bring you, we judge you that you cast in the lake of fire. These days we've studied it on the journey of heaven. Now be very careful, for you are on your journey. And no one has ever insisted to remain on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No, you are a stranger. Don't be confused with the troubles of this world. And in Psalms 2, from verse 10 to 12, they told you, kiss the Son. That's the Lord Jesus. That you don't get lost along the way. We are on the way right. But many have gotten lost along the way. Many generations. No son of man has gotten earth. The children of men. And they never came from heaven. But not all have gone back. Most have gotten lost on the way. And they are in bottomless pit, hell. They are in the much torment and the sting of sorrow. After not aligning their way and refuse to embrace the Son, that's the Lord Jesus. And they see the troubles of the world and they desire whatever is on earth and they become the enemies of their Father. Praise Jesus. He says in verse
1,
the one who desires the world and what is meet, they become an enemy of the Father. Praise Jesus.
1
John chapter 2, you have to be very careful. We are on the world using what is on the world, and we know we are on the way.
And
build our houses to harbor against rain. If we move head in home, lest we be struck by rain and the sun to hit us, we've made wheels, the cars and the other things we drive on this way. This way, it's like the journey of Egypt to heading to Canaan.
So,
even though they built tents along the way, it's not the way which was their home. They had to reach Canaan. That's why we bring the journey of heaven to you, as I introduced to you. And we moved it. We are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. But we see the heading known as the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the great day, the rapture, and judgment. And we studied it on the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. The altar appears like that, big and bigger than planet Earth. Something like 10 times. The golden altar. And the lake of fire begins from there. Even judgment will be in this city. But we've seen much from you. We want to stretch from this earth. I want to continue to bring the introduction how it's moved to reaching the city of God. Let's stretch from earth to head back to Jerusalem city. You can write there, we are moving from earth to the Jerusalem city. Then we move on to study. We do this for the new people. You're moving on to come in this place. You want to know more concerning home. We began from a planet known as planet Earth, the bluish planet there. For in the small image, you may not see it in the front here. We begin from that planet to ascend up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Proverbs 8, 30-31.
Proverbs 8, verse 30. Ng'ajaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge, nga nsanyukira ensi ebeerekamu.
Yasanyukiranga nnyo ensi ebeerekamu.
You rejoice always in the habitable earth.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Ensi yokka ebeeramu mbiri n'omusanyu.
The only earth or plant where fresh and blood can reside.
Nga omukosa gwabweri.
And you breathe free oxygen.
Ekigambo ky'olya kye bayita planet earth.
What you hear, planet earth.
Ensi yokka ebeerekamu.
The only habitable earth.
Ey'omubiri n'omusanyu.
Flesh and blood. And there is free oxygen to breathe. Don't first cover it like the ones going to the moon. And you don't need to move and use other things. It's
a planet
called planet Earth where we are. We are far. And in a very small thing.
According
to the journey of heaven. But because you had gotten lost. Even where you are, you don't know there. Is it not that? You know when they asked you, where are you, which location? Concerning heaven and earth, how it appears. You can never explain that. But this Bible, it's map showing everything where it is. Now, no. We are on this planet. And this planet is found in the midst of the last breath in heaven, which is known as the fourth heaven.
So
when you see in the rim below,
yes,
praise Jesus. And this planet is not one.
It
has other nine planets. And these are known as the feet of the Lord. According to Nahum. Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
Nakumu esure soka urunyirwa kusatu.
Nahum 1 verse 3.
Mukama tatera kusungu wala. Alina amanyi manji. So talita atira nakatono. Ekuboli ya mukama liita mchikungunta. Ne mchibuyaga. Erevi gere ze mfufu ze vigerevi.
Damburungi.
Mukama tatera kusungu wala. Alina amanyi manji. So talita atira nakatono. Ekubo lya Mukama liyita mu kikuŋŋonta ne mu kibuyaga. Era ebire ze nfuufu z'ebigere bye.
Ebire by'olengera.
The clouds you see.
Nfuufu z'ebigere bya Mukama.
The dust of the feet of the Lord.
Osubira Mukama ayina ebigere bye.
Expect how many feet and toes does God have.
Okusinziira mu lubiribiri esula esooka.
According to Genesis 1.
Omulu abiri mu omukaaga.
Verse 26.
Paka abiri mu musanvu.
And 27.
Katonda yatukola mu kifaananyi
kye. God made us in his image.
Olina ebigere bimeka.
How many toes do you have? 10 toys.
Katonda alina ensi kumi by'ebigere.
God has 10 planets. Those are his toys.
Era ebire by'olengera mu nfuufu z'ebigere
bye. The clouds you see within them are the dust of his feet.
Olowooza yenkana ati ayi Katonda gwe tusinza.
How big is this God we worship?
Ebire by'olengerayo nga bidduka bwebi.
The clouds you see running.
Ziba nfuufu.
Those are dusts.
Era akola bwati natonya.
And it just shakes the dust off and we get showers down on earth and we get showers of rain.
Mbamu yeye mbuyage nyingi.
And there appear clouds out of the showers.
Tuvura Isaiah 66:1. Agambe kuru ye ntebe ye.
Says heaven is the throne.
Nesi ntebe ye bigere.
And the earth is his footstool.
Obo bugere.
Those are toys and feet.
Era kutubere no mubugere.
And we are in the feet and the toys of Jesus. For heaven and earth is the fullness of the Lord Jesus. Now that's the planets are 10.
Just
as you'll come and look and write them in your book. Even Bible explains the planets, how many
there
are.
Before
the whites discovered how many there are, we know them. That's the journey of heaven bringing those words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
pass these planets of ours,
the
kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon, they are in the firmament of the heaven.
And
they are surrounding the entire heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
see what's in the firmament of the heaven. We try to head you to heaven that you may see the Jerusalem city where the altar of God is, where we started the heading we've spoken of. We've repeated it to you as a newcomer that you understand where we passed to reach where we are. This we speak of is in total brief. The stars you see, they are not on the heaven like buttons. They are big enough than all planets.
But
you've never seen the reality of the star. You just see sparkles of light from the stars. The others are bigger beyond planets. They're in the firmament rotating from there. Let's read brief of them. In Genesis 1, verse 14. I want you to understand your home. Where do you pass to reach there? Which place and location are you? You can even direct the angel in this planet. And you know very well where you are. If I did see those things, I couldn't teach them neither even put them in the image. No one can plot and fake them. It needs the Lord. Genesis. Genesis 1 verse 14.
Oluberebere sure soko nyirwa 14.
Genesis 1 verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mubanga lyeggulu. Byawulenge misana n'ekiro. Bibenga ng'obubonero. N'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka. Bibenga ng'ettabaza mubanga lyeggulu. Byakenga ku nsi. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro.
Era n'emmunyeenye nazo.
Even the stars.
Ziri mu bbanga. N'enjuba eri mu bbanga.
Even the sun.
N'omwezi.
And the moon.
Ebiri mu nsi muna.
They are not in this planet.
Biri wabweru w'ensi
eri. They are outside the planets.
Bwakabaka bw'emmunye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Babala lwakuba nti byo bitusemberedde kumpi ne planet
yaffe. Because they have drawn closer to our planet.
Tuva olengera ng'enjuba ennene n'omwezi.
That's why you see as if the sun and the moon are big.
Emmunyeenye ate zo ziri walako.
A bit far, but all are in the firmament. Even now they are shining.
Wakuba nti enjuba ekuziyiziza amaaso g'okuyita.
Just now the sun has blocked your eyes to stretch through see the stars.
Njagala otegeere wawo.
I want you to understand where you are.
Kati njagala okunnyonnyola.
I want to explain to you.
Nti ekuru.
The heaven.
Olirowooza okubeera wansi eno.
Don't think it to be only up there. It is circular. And planets are in space within that heaven. Even the stars are like that. Even heaven is circular. You thought it's only up there. This is no scientist who is going to explain this to you except the greatest scientist, that is the Holy Spirit, who knows all things where they are. He alone can tell you how heaven appears. Many people ask how heaven appears, and they say the heaven is up there. And they don't know that even under it is there.
When
stretch out of the planet, get out of it. Now the general heaven tries to bring out all things. That's how we've been moving.
And
this heaven is such a lot. This is why I want you to explain and know. Let's go to Job.
Job
12:26.
Yobu esula ya 12 olunyiriri olwabiri mu.
Job 12:26.
Atulabe. Yeri abiri mu 12.
Yobu esula ya 23 olunyiriri lwa 12.
Job 23:22.
So Christian Yobu Job 37:16.
Yobu Esulaya Satumusamvu or Nyira Kumina Mukaga.
Job 37:16.
O manyo kutereze wakwebide. Ebikola ebyekitalebio eyatuki ramkumanya. Ebyambalobio, bebi bukuma. Ensinge siri sorwe mbuyaga, ezo kuchiko wadio, oyinzo kubambira eguru waguru, oyinzo kubambira eguru, awamuna ye, amanyi galio genkana endabiru wamu ensanuse.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Eguru nilie tulengera.
The heaven we see,
oliraba mu blue color.
You see it in blue color.
Na ye, didinga bora endabiru wamu ensanuse.
But it's like a melted glass. When you reach on it, you can look and see yourself. And it is very hard. You knock at it and it sounds like that. And it's big and very hard. But it is such a the same time. According to Job 22, verses 12. Job
22,
verses
12. Era labe munyenye wezenka na obugulumivu. Nawo oyogera nti Katonda amanyiki. Ayinza okusala omusango ng'ayima mu kizikiza ekikutte. Ebire ebizivu bimubikako n'okulaba talaba. Era atambulira mu bwekulungirivu bw'ekkulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abasinga bagamba.
Most of them people
say,
God is far up there.
Bwekulungirivu bw'ekkulu.
The circular appearance of heaven. Like you see the it there. To show you what is inside, we cut it halfway.
You see?
But understand that heaven is up its circular. You have to stretch outside of it. Then you have gone above the heavens. And you base there, they open for you what's in inside it. It means what? That all the planets, the star, they are in the heaven which was last created, the fourth heaven, the one we see in blue color. It is circular. We are in that umbrella. But they tell us our home is in heaven. We hate the city of God. But that's our home country. It's the place we have to live. Just pass by as a child passes to heaven. But you have to go to the next heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I want us to move up to that heaven and we get from planet Earth. Then move on to study of the day of the Lord, which comes from the altar of the living God, where the lake of fire begins from. We always use Genesis 28, verse 10 to 12. It shows ladders to the earth which come from the door of heaven. They stretch from the door of heaven and they come down on planet earth. But what is next up there? It's the first created heaven where we find the city of God. Let's head up there. We told you the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible. The Bible itself explains Genesis. Genesis
28,
verses
10. Amadala agasimbiddwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku go.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwe yali ali ku nsi kuno,
when he was on this earth,
alota ekirooto,
he dreamt a dream.
Amadala nga gava.
He saw ladders from the door of heaven where you see the sun up there.
And
ladders got down to planet earth. And he saw angels descending and ascending back. But the angels, they come from the city which is in the first heaven up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The first created heaven. And that city, it's our own country.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
even Abraham fought for the city.
According to
what you see in Hebrews 11.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Verses
8 to 16.
They too fought for the city of their own country. God built himself. And here we welcome you in the city of God. As we get from this planet, we pass the kingdom of the stars. We pass through the northern door of the heaven. We enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's born
in the first created heaven as we study here.
Hebrews
12:22.
Hebrews 12:22. Ere kanisa y'ababereberye abawandikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Tukuwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda, Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu. The gathering of the angels, all the saints where they reach from, and where there is the chief judge.
Master seed where
he's going to best carry judgment out.
And
on the other day, judgment to be given to the saints.
But
we've studied concerning the city. We studied the 12 of homelands, the 12 of streets, and the 12 of gates.
Came
in the center of the city.
And
we moved on to see the master seat. And we saw the two cherubims. We saw the Ark of the Covenant. We saw the altar of God. Found in the midst of the cherubims. And here we've studied many things. Let's read Ezekiel. The main heading now, write it. As we've seen the introduction. They are going to see the second resurrection now. It's the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is known as the day of the Lord. Where there is the rapture, the lifting of the saints, and judgment.
And
what caused us to study this? It's the altar of God. It's upon the midst of the cherubim, where the lake of fire begins from. Ezekiel 10. Let's read there. We've gone back to what we last studied.
Ezekiel sura ya kumi onyolusoka. Awonentunula elalaba mubanga eliali wakulu w'omutwe gwaba kerubi ne walabika wakulu wabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ekifaananyi ekyentebe. N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati w'aba kerubi obimansire ku kibuga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yayingira masekati gaba kerubi.
He entered in the midst of the cherubims.
Awali omuliro obenyanja omuliro weta.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Kuchoto cha katonda.
At the altar of God.
Yes, yebaziwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyoto kino.
This altar.
Tusome ebintu bingi kucho.
That man thinks about it.
Nyanja omuliro weta.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Omusango bwe gulibera.
Where judgment will be happening.
Okuzukira okusoka.
The first resurrection.
Okuzukira okwokubiri.
And the second resurrection.
Kati mukuzukira okwokubiri.
With the second resurrection.
Motuze tusomere ebintu ebirala bingi.
Many other things like the day of the Lord, the rapture, and judgment. What will move on to happen on that day? Many things we've studied from you. I'm trying to summarize what we've covered so far. And we've seen, or we've been seeing, after the saints will be lifted up, there will be things to move on happen on earth. Angels of hell, of the bottomless pits, they will come work a work on earth. And the day of the Lord
is
said to come like a thief. Why the reason they say that it comes like a thief is that the angels will come on that day to work in hell and death. They will come like thieves, climb into buildings, passing windows,
getting
out people to beat and to torment on the day of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Started
looking at judgment and the lake of fire.
It
is from the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
We
begin like this.
In
2 Peter
chapter
3, verse 10,
the
Bible tells us this.
Petero ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
2 Peter 3 from verse 10.
Naye olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lulijanga mubi.
Lujanga ki?
It comes like a thief.
You think,
is it the day going to be like a thief or what's going to happen on that day?
You're
going to see of angels who are wild and hard. In the other way, you call them terrorists.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
kubanga balinga babbi.
For they are like thieves.
Bakwakkula emyoyo nga tebasabye muntu
yenna. They snatch spirits without inquiring and asking any person.
Bakulembera mu malayika oyo amanyiddwa nga Abaddon.
They are led by the angel known as Abaddon.
Ne malayika w'okufa.
And the angel of death.
Ngenda kusaba ekipande.
I'm going to ask for the image to put it back.
Tugumiikirizeko kati nibakizeeyo.
Bear with us.
Nga bw'otegeka obulungi mu kitabo kye.
As you prepare one in the book.
Look
in your Bible, see you've made the heading well. We said we are seeing the second election, the day of the Lord, or the second coming of the Lord, the rapture, the taking of the saints, and judgment, which will be happening as people cast the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we began by hearing that day cometh like a thief. Know that the Lord is going to be like a thief. But the armies of these angels, the Abaddons, of what we've studied of them, they do things as if they are thieves. When they come for the spirit, they don't update it. In that day, they will come climbing in people's houses and they pass windows and they snatch you like a thief. Have to be careful of that day. All came from the journey of heaven. That's why they have said the day comes like a thief. Not that it's going to steal you. The one coming within it and what they do. When they come, when they have not told you about it. There are the ways where they say it will come like a thief.
Now,
let's be very careful.
Wait
upon ourselves to be among the saints of God. We shall be escaped what will happen that day. We've studied for some time.
What we
was not been here.
If
we try to recap a little, that you understand where we have been and how did we reach there. I expect in brief you try to understand that. Which you don't understand, meet us and ask. It's required if you know things of heaven and know everything which will move on to happen. What are you going to do to escape and save? On that day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
get back to 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10.
2
Peter 3, verse 10.
Naye olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lulijanga mubbi. Eggulu lwe lirivaawo n'okuwuma okunene. N'ebintu ebyobuwangwa birisaanuuka olw'okwokebwa okungi.
Yesu yebuzibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olunaku lwa Mukama.
The day of the Lord.
Lujanga omubbi.
It comes like a thief.
Era weewaawo.
And thus.
Ebisigadde ebiri ku nsi.
Most of what is on the earth.
Bijja kuvaawo.
It will pass away.
Emunyenye zijja kugwa.
The stars will fall. The world will be devastated. Before we see the stars falling, before we see the world being devastated, there are armies of angels who are led by angel Abaddon and the angel of death who goes for the yellow horse. These are 200 billion. They will appear on earth with much wrath and they come from here where they have been working, what is known as the bottomless pit, the prison of God. They will appear here with much torment. Just as they've been walking in hell. This time they're going to multiply two times. So they're going to finish the wrath out of themselves. That's why they say, this day cometh like a thief. According to Joel 2, these climb buildings like you see a thief. And he passes the window of ventilator
both
through the hinges of the doors. Both hinges you see on the door, he can squeeze himself through. But when we are in the journey of heaven, I used to meet him, he's going to speak a human spirit, but he's squeezing himself in a hinge of the door to stretch into the building. Ask them, why don't you pass the door? They told me they are testing the weapons the Lord gave them. The one you see, they can become wind,
they
become small stones, but they
make every people because of the ability we studied.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
get to Joel 2. That we know why they say the day will come like a thief. Because of the acts of these angels.
Joel 2:3. Ensi eringa olusuku lwa Edeni mu mbeeri yaabwe n'ennyuma waabwe eddungu eryazika.
Praise Jesus.
Okujja kw'amagye gano,
the coming of these armies,
kigambibwa nti ensi bw'enaaba eggwaawo,
it said when the world will be finishing,
era nga bwe nalambira,
just as I saw those seasons,
nga basimba layini bajja tukuva Misiri,
as they line up they will start from Egypt.
Naye olaba tuzimbye tulimye buli kimu,
don't you see we built and planted vineyards,
mulimu ensozi biki,
there are mountains and hills.
They
don't leave anything there as they finish their works. Like it's been a garden and you look back, it's a desert. They make every size of height and they slap storage buildings and they pour them down by
steps.
They are big and tall men
in
the height which is extreme. They can make them so small and they make this appear in anything, making them do the work they have to do. Joel 2:3.
Those
who can't escape from them,
everybody
checks from the body and not right
righteous,
you don't go back home in heaven. No one has ever escaped them. In Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8, when death takes a person from the body, behind it is the angel of death, hell. If you don't get righteous, they hand you over to hell, that angel Abaddon and his group. No one has ever escaped them. You can't run from hell and they shouldn't confuse you.
There is
a demon which came from hell to come on earth. Those confusing you are fallen angels. They make those demons of your father, demons of your uncles, and of your mother. No one has ever escaped them among children of men. Don't go to heaven, you can't escape the Abaddons. When death takes you out when you're complete and right, hands you to Michael walk on a white horse, and the Gabriels on the red horses, and the angels of fire. These take you to heaven. Like
you
hear in Luke 16, 19 to 25, when Lazarus died, he handed to the angels. Saints have angels taking them to heaven. Even the evil, they have angel Abaddon, the angel of hell, who take them to the bottomless pit in the prison. No one has ever escaped them. But on God's day, they are to come on earth. Many reasons have been given some time back why these armies God reserved them. In this time, the devil is conniving with nations which are on earth, and he passed through Jezebel and
make
weapons waiting for God to fight him on his day when he comes on. And they have built camps in the kingdom of the stars. The cities you hear, they are built in space. In the ocean, they have put fleets and ships which are
underground.
They are dark underground. Russia has those bunkers. America has them. China has them. Both Koreas have them. But they are planning when Jesus comes that they will focus the weapons to him and fight him. That they have to beat him, the devil escapes, get back to heaven.
It was
just that he prepared that day. He wants a war on that day.
And
expect a battle to head back
home.
They expect to overcome God on that moment. This is Revelation 16. From 13
unto
16.
They prepare
the battle on the day of the Lord. But they don't know. The armies we speak of today, 200 billion are led by the angel Abaddon and the angel of death. They don't know them. They don't know even their abilities. I saw the abilities of this angel.
It
is the extremest ability. And no one will escape them that day. I saw them capture missiles.
It
captures and squeezes it. Others, they pose them on their chests. They have less press on the chest.
It
captures every weapon and captures it on the chest. And it squeezes it.
And it puts it
in the mouth of a lion of the host of fire. And we've been seeing all this.
They
not here, you've missed that part. But you can request for it. You reach the technical team. They will give you the recordings of those messages.
They are
who handle that.
It's
possible to escape the angels. Even now they are working. And they work most in the night. In the night they sit where there is a sick person and they make noise. Joel 2 verse 4.
Enfanana yaabwe eringa enfanana y'embalaasi era ng'abeebagadde embalaasi bwe badduka na bwe batyo mbiro babuuka nga bawuuma nga amagaali bwe gawuumira ku ntikko
babeera n'amagaali
jjukira
batuula ku mbalaasi
zaabwe
ezirina omutwe ogulinga
ogwekyokka
ate wansi babeera n'amagaali ate balina
ebiwawaatiwegamba
baakolebwa nga batuukiridde era bw'ogwa mikono gyabwe tosobola kuwona
nalaba
abasajja abo nendya nnyo omanyinze nali sikkiriza
ddiini yo I wasn't into shrines, nothing. What troubled me most was one. They said God is one. But I saw every religion has their worship style. I said, me, I will not go for fellowship. Maybe God tells everyone their own style. Let him come tell me my style. Me, I saw the trouble that confused me. But it was God's preparations. Preaching when he explained salvation to me. Not a human being preached to me. And my salvation is no humanity involved in it. He, God himself. I rebelled, beat me in scripture union. I refused fellowship. I used to ask them how many gods are there. They told me one.
I told them,
even Catholics have the same and the
Protestant.
Even Muslims through him.
I
saw the others bowing like that. You are like this. And it's Mary. Even these ones, you have your style. Born again, I saw them in the
way,
and they're dancing. Everyone their style. And they confused me. I left them all.
It was not
in the shrine for our family, wasn't in that. Me, I just sat there. 7 years, the journey began little. But let me tell you, I knew nothing and I've never sat in the Bible college. God teaches us to profit. And if you don't hold on God,
he
can make us know all things. He showed me things as we studied there.
And
we studied in the Bible of heaven, not the
one of
earth. It took me time to connect things to the Bible of earth. And I could speak all scripture, but I don't know where they are in this Bible. Until I began little, let me speak and prove where that one is. I never knew where Matthew is, where Peter is.
For the
Bible in heaven, everything is aligned. It follows each other.
They're not
that this is thrown in Peter, this is thrown in Isaiah. It's not like that.
There,
everything is following each other. Now what God did, we may seek him through things that we join and get things.
But
in heaven, it's in his order. This that we may give him time. Give him time to seek him. He was able to bring things when they were all alive. But would you have fought him if you had to look in the book of the read and understand? You would have said, things of heaven are here. Hell is there. No. He had to scatter them. This prophet, this apostle, this prophet, you need to seek him and you give him time.
And
up to now, you are holding on his time. Let's move on with your
realm.
You see angels walk in the pits in hell in the prison of God. They appear on earth on the day of the Lord with wild and harsh actions. Joel 2 verse 5.
Babuka nga bawumanga amagaali bwe gawumira ku ntikko z'ensozi ng'omuliro bwe guwuma okwokya ensambu ng'eggwanga ery'amaanyi erisimbye ennyiriri olw'olutalo olw'okujja kwabwe abantu babalaga lw'amaaso
ku lunaku olwo okusina byetwala mu Matayo
24:29-31
abantu bagenda kuba bakaaba
nga
baluma obugigi
naye
nga bali be bajja bafubutuka mu bunnya
obutakomubaabajja
mutandikirawo okukaaba nga tebannatuuka kyova olaba ekiro babeera wano ku nsi nga bangi banonya
emyoyo
kubanga ekiro abantu bayitirira
okwonoona.
In the night
they increase in number. Starting from midnight and to 6 a.m. Everyone with the wound, they are in tears. Even it's aching. The head you feel it's aching. The back you feel the pain. You feel the neck pain. And the toe is aching. They still cry in the night. But no one has discovered why they feel pain. These angels have arrived. They sit close to the sick. And they
are
your time is about to reach that we take you.
And
you cry the entire night. You're shouting the neck. And they kill you part by part. They kill one leg. I no more feel my leg. You can't see them.
From
Hebrews
1,
verse 13-14.
He
makes angels wind. And he's there. And this person is panting, it's cold. You cover me so much. They blow air on you. And you see, it's cold. Bring more blankets. And they cover. And it's getting more cold. And the pain. It's cold. We feel hotness. We have
hotness.
So let's cover them. And they are seated.
What you read Isaiah 13.
Command them to pass through the houses of the rich evil people.
Born
again, you pray and you send them to the other ends. Don't bind and break them, for you can do nothing to them. You become a fellow minister, tell them to pass other ends. Leave our sick person. If they appear on earth, right now they are there by their
feet.
Even the pain of the sick is little. But wait, 12 midnight. When the sun goes, they begin to come out from their hell. They are coming to come for their own. Death is the shepherd of the evil. Now the flock is hell.
In the midnight,
there are very many.
Coming
alone is full of anguish. Now you realize why people cry of pain in the night. You may feel the teeth is aching in the night.
The
one with rattling stomach in the night. They are birds which see these men. And they begin to cry. They begin to cry noises. They begin to cry. We are dead. They have come for him. We begin to say,
Muganda mamura muserave wa mwe.
Which has go.
Birds are
bewitching us, someone is going to die. Yet they have seen those angels. They have come.
Abaddon
is there. And we begin to chase them to take the curses. You go and speak it with your people. We said we proclaim the dead. Yes, they are just telling you they have come for you. You are finished. They remain in the spiritual realm. They can see everything. And in Job
12:7,
they say, ask the animals, they will explain to you.
They see
these things. At night, dance you're passing. A hen passes. It begins to make some noise. Now the Abaddons can come for you. And the goats begin to not settle. They are kicking. They are not settled. Something is not right. And this house, someone is getting out tonight. What's wrong with the gods? They are getting
crossed.
You see it like this. The creation see them when they are here. You see the gods, they are not settled. And looking there, it's night, but it's concentrating. They see something.
I understood.
When we went to the spiritual realm, I saw animals see them.
The head,
all creations, they can see them. They run the night.
God
is running, it wants to move. The rock brings it back. Me, I'm asking if creations overcame. And we saw the saints get from the body well. They are warning you. That is the donkey of the prophet. The donkey tried to save the man. It sees the angel with the sword. It crosses and it beats it.
Until
God told it, speak. Told him, you man. Ever since I served you, have I ever rebelled? Why have you beaten me? And it had
started.
Don't give you the ties, it had been beaten. You know they studied. Every animal birth it studies. They jump as they are counting 3, 4, 5.
They are different.
After studying, it never plays those games.
Most,
we shall see in the second
half.
Where spirits come from of creations.
The
other study. You see them like they don't understand. These are spies. They are spies of God. They are called the 7,000 of God. They never bow to the devil, they understand. Dogs, they look in your forehead like this. This one has no seal of God. And it looks elsewhere. And they are pretending. Tell them you know what you are doing. You see them, they have understood you, they connect with you. Most have seen us. When they know you have discovered them, they begin to flow with you.
Now, brethren, many things under the sun most are to appear on the day of the Lord. Most of the angels working in hell.
Yoweri esura ya kubiri olunyiriri olomkaga.
Joel 2 verse 6.
Olokuja kwabwe abantu babalagalwa amaso gonaga fuse bala.
Ee ufuke bala.
You turn pale.
Era bwobala kubuuti.
When you see them,
bakube egutanga
erisono ndifuye bulaka and the eye becomes black.
Most of the people,
they're living in the body, this portion is black.
The eye
is black. As you look at it, as if it's been burnt. You say, why is the dead body black?
Joel 2 verse
7.
Baduka mbirunga abasajja abamanyi. Balinya bugwe ngabasajja abalwanyi.
Omanyi bawarambe nyumba.
You know they climb storied buildings. I found them climbing storied buildings.
Ngaba commander wajele
what commander.
Asobola kubuka nalinya
waguru fly and reach up.
Nayo omanyi omusinga nakukalina epavu ngali kuli aju wana.
Find a storied building climbing it.
Nga commando.
Like a commando.
Paka mukalina agenze no nayo mu.
He's going to pick someone up there.
As you are there, he is
coming through the window.
Now
the sick person is looking so much in the window, as if he is about to tell you he is there. And they come like a commando. Those angels. That's why they have hooks in their feet. They have spears upon their legs. You will come close and look at them. They climb with their hooks up to the story building.
To
the last story, they have come for the spirit. Now you came with wings to come on the
ground.
He told me, I'm testing my weapons.
Remember, according to Isaiah 54, 16:17,
please fashion any weapon they want.
Joel 2
verse 7.
Balinya bugwe ng'abasajja abalwanyi era basimba buli muntu mu kkubo lye. So tebasobya nyirire.
No one messes up. They can't knock each other though they are numerous. They have speed. They cross and they dodge everything. They go to look for Jezebels and the fallen angels.
But
we would become anything.
And
they enter in the DJs, they go for them.
When
enter warfare, me, I understand it reality. I see them enter the cliffs. In the rocks. We used to become stones. We become
wings.
We chase demons.
And
train me spiritual warfare.
I know
that we can hold guns and we're shooting. Me, I know if we are with angels in warfare, it's working.
Joel 2
verses
8.
No one trusts another in this mission. There are 200 billion. Each one says, let them be given the world one. No one trusts another. Not in this trust of ours, but in what to do. Each one feels they can handle. The earth in a twink of an eye, they are finished. And one asks if they are given all people in hell, they can beat them. And they can beat all at the same time. They have ability to multiply themselves all the time. They can make three shadows and they are just threatening you. You see him as if he's coming.
Yet
it's the shadow he made, it's not him.
And
people in hell dream that.
If the dream of the lake of fire comes to them, for hell is not the lake of fire. Hell is found in the kingdom of the stars. The lake of fire, we first enter the door of heaven, like we saw here, and we reach the city of God, and we sit at the altar of God. They are different, they're not the same. People in hell dream so much the lake of fire, and they think it's a joke. Like they were on earth, they dreamed hell, and they thought not there, and they reached it. Even now they dream the lake of fire, even threatening things. They Abaddon, the day they captured them, and the dreams they get, and they awake as if they close their eyes, and they slap them for that. What are they dreaming to threaten themselves?
There is
no peace to the evil. I prove you have been salvation, which is real. Don't go in fake salvation.
When
they don't tell you what's coming next on you.
Future.
We tell you the future. People can tell you future like hell and heaven. It's the real future. You work for the future of heaven or hell. Here on the earth, we are in what is.
There
is no future. Everything we do is of today. And God is called who was, who is, and who is going to come.
The
God who makes what is heaven and earth now. It's not the future now. What is going to come is what he calls the future. The new heavens and the new earth.
Joel 2 verses 8.
No
weapon can stand them.
Dodges
a missile and pulls it himself. Have pride in what they do.
These
earth, they are nothing. What is done in hell? Let me tell you one thing. They have never even done half of their ability to what they do.
The
sample, the day of the Lord is when they are waiting. They will bring out the extreme works. Though you see them as hard, what they do in hell, but they are just sampling of what they can do. They have much ability. Joel 2 verses
8.
They move, they will never get tired. He decides to kill you for 10,000 years.
He doesn't
get tired. He can beat you and you die, you faint and you are still being beaten.
He beats
and you raise up and you are still being beaten.
He
never gets tired of what he does. They were made tired and they shouldn't get tired. Joel 2 verses 9.
Bambuka bagwa kuchibuga. Bafubutukira kubugwe.
Run like a commando.
Na wana pechizime paka
kunga stupa. The building to the top as he's running.
Orumamukabyo yumunone kati.
And he told him, get that one.
Akenda kuzara ekibi ekisinga ebibi.
He's going to bath the greatest sin.
Ayinzo fubutuka.
He can run.
Kuchizime kuyo kukalina wa
kuru. Top. Mkutena. In the twinkle of an eye,
he
described it, finished it. I just looked. When I came to the body back, I fainted. I woke up after an hour. These men had extreme abilities. Maybe I'm watching a film, action.
They took me
in teaching, and it's real. I said,
this
is not a film. I thought I was in action film. Maybe I failed. They said, you've seen what? We went to study. As I saw them climbing walls and we are studying, I saw again.
I
had to humble whether I wanted or not.
It's
meant to stop thinking we are on a film watching.
Scriptures
to just be mere scriptures. They speak of what is, what is going to come, and what was.
Joel 2,
verses 9.
Bawalampa ne batuka mu nyumba.
Wakuru misinde mpaka mu nyumba yomu.
House of someone.
Ne bayita wa.
Bayingirira madirisa ng'omubbi.
Bakola
ki? They enter through the windows.
Wawulite mupite ekyokubiri.
In 2 Peter 3. Verse 10.
The day of the Lord comes.
These are the ones who make it to be like a
thief.
He can see that the door opened. And he passes the window which is not open. Now they think. Someone is opening the window. Who is opening the window? The same person is looking like this. He threatens, looks in the window and he goes back.
And
he opens the window again.
And the
single person threatens himself.
And he's
closing his eyes and waits. I've seen something.
They
block
and
what they do, they are just moving themselves. And they hold their heads. Other men, what they do is hard.
If
you want to be saved, you have to don't joke in salvation. Salvation is highly valuable.
But
devalued it thinking salvation means a car.
Those
are additions of salvation. Means eternal life and everlasting joy and kingdom of heaven. They climb through windows. Even in ventilators. Make himself. Even if you are in the fridge, he can come for you there. Even if you are in the rock down there, they go for you. Have you had a spirit that it remained that blocked them underground and he never took them and the spirit remains there? They don't fail to get access. The wind passes ground to enter down. They do enter there. I saw their actions were very wild. Sometimes they meet on the way. And we think the weather wind is coming. They have met each other, they are greeting, and they rotate a weather wind. You see
there
in the weather Abaddon. Abaddon is in the weather wind. In the whirlwind,
you
see a whirlwind entering a house. As it gets out, people are crying. And they are crying, he's dead. Yet they entered
in
there. They took the spirit away. Not everywhere they enter, they have come to that. Sometimes they're just passing there.
We
used to think demons of our forefathers have met each other. It was ignorance making us speak that. Joel
2
verses
10.
What you see earthquaking, they have increased to come on earth. And you feel earthquaking. And now they have told them this year, you're going to take many spirits. Go in that month. And you feel the earth is quaking. Now they are moving in numbers. They are spreading the entire world. And we say the earth is quaking.
Joel 2 verse 10.
Things open as we see with our mouth and eyes. As they're going to come on earth, the sun will stop giving light. They are very hard. That's why they come like a thief in the night. Midday and it will get night. If you're still on earth, anytime it reaches midday, wait for another. Time Jesus committed his spirit up. According to Luke 23, he gave up his spirit at midday. The darkness covered the earth for 3 hours. He was headed to the pits of hell. And they had opened the pits of hell for him. Jesus will be in this world. And we don't know, but we know the hour. We don't know even the month and the year. But we are sure on the hour. Every day we wait for midday. When it passes, we know he will come tomorrow. After it finishes, don't say, let me sin. I will lie tomorrow when it's morning. Checking out of the body never waits the time.
Joel 2 verse
11.
Era mukama alete eddoboozi lye maaso gejjerye.
Yakulemberamu amagye gano Katonda mwenyewe.
The one leading this army, God himself.
Ojeko Abaddon yabakulembedde.
Abaddon their commander.
Naye Katonda ye muduumizi omukulu wa
guru wabo. God is the commander above them all.
Era amagye yagalimu gano.
And he is the one in these armies.
Joel 2 verse 11. Era mukama alete eddoboozi lye maaso gejjerye. Kubanga olusisira lwe lunene nnyo. Kubanga oyo atuukiriza ekigambo kye ye wa amaanyi.
He
is the one who fulfills the God's command.
Like,
promise the world it will be like that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now in brief,
let's
end with Nahum chapter 1. Verse 1.
Nakumu esule soko nyolisoka.
Nahum chapter 1 from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Ninevi. Ekitabe ky'okwolesebwa kwa Nakumu omwerukosi. Mukama ye Katonda w'obuggya. Era awala n'eggwanga. Mukama awala n'eggwanga. Era owa busungu obungi.
Ku lunaku luno.
On this day.
Lunaku lwakola n'eggwanga.
It's a day of vengeance.
Lunaku lwa busungu bungi.
It's a day of much wrath. And men coming within it,
they
are men of God's wrath. According to Isaiah
13,
who is them the men of his wrath? God is love. And he never gets angered these days. But what he did, every anger of his, he put it in these angels. In heaven, you can't see him angered.
In heaven,
we are in peace with the Father. We are with the Lord Jesus. We don't see any anger in him. Yet every anger of his,
he
put it in these angels. The whole of it. He in heaven is love. Like we start of him. When
you reach
heaven, his love never gets hungered. But the one in hell experiences wrath.
Nahum 1 verse 3. Mukama tatera kusunguala. Alina amaanyi mangi. So talitatira n'akatono. Ekkubo lya Mukama liyita mu kikuŋŋunta ne mu kibuyaga, era ebireeza enfuufu z'ebigere bye, akangavula ennyanja n'agikaza.
Olunaku nga bajja,
the day they are coming,
abadde basuubira okozesa ennyanja okuwozaawoza ku muliro.
Expect to use the sea.
Ennyanja yonna basookugenda sooka bagifuuwe
akaliro yonna. First dry the water bodies.
Yonna.
Every water body.
Ekalirewo.
It will dry.
Kati tulabe gyona ajja amaziga okunywa.
Where you get water to drink. Yes.
Bagena soka kunyanya zona bazifuwe kwa muliro.
Dry all water bodies.
Uliokononya go kunywa nga
to look for water to drink, you never find it.
Nyonte kya kuruma tenga
to feel thirsty, you never die.
That's why the rich man in hell, he asked water, no one was given him. They make you experience the
extreme
fast. For you rejected the water, the well of living waters. You rejected God, the well of living waters.
Now
that day you will prove
that
needed water to well you to eternal life.
For
people in hell are in this thing. God is there, all are to be revealed of this word. Why God calls us to him the well of living waters.
Nahum 1:4. Era akaza emigga gyonna. Basani ebabuse ne Kalumeri. Era ekimuli eky'omulebanoni kibabuse. Ensozi zikankana gyali. Obusozi ne busaanuuka. Era ettaka ne limmuka mu maaso ge. Weewaawo ensi zonna bonna bazibeeramu. Mu maaso g'obusungu bwe ani ayinza okuyimirira?
Ani anayimirira?
Who will there stand?
Jukira obusungu yabuteeka mu bamalayika.
Remember, he put the wrath in his angels.
Ani ayinza okubeerawo obusungu bwe nga bunyiikidde? Obukambwe bwe bufukiddwa ng'omuliro. N'enjazi zimenyebwamenyebwa ye.
Byonna bijja tandika okumenyeka.
Everything will begin to break.
Mukama mulungi. Kigwe ku lunaku olw'okulabiramu ennaku.
Tugezeeko okudduka eri Mukama.
Let's run to the Lord.
Kubanga twawulira nti mu rapture kyaffe abatukuvu tugenda si tuli
bwetugenda.
Kati ojja kuba mu kigo eky'amaanyi
ddala.
Era bino byonna ebigenda okuddira toli
bibaamu.
Singa okola owa insurance yo kankano.
If you give your insurance of salvation now,
teekayo obulamu bwo mu insurance ya Mukama.
Commit your life in the insurance of the Lord Jesus.
Lunaku olwo ojja kuba insured bulungi.
On that day you will be insured well.
You
know you've gotten corrupted on earth. That you have life insurance. Don't trouble us.
Maybe
corrupt your acts of Jezebel.
None
of you has life insurance.
It's
with the Lord Jesus. And the scripture says,
to
hide our lives in Christ, he will give it to us on the other day. I request you one thing. Don't go to the life insurance of the earth.
This
life insurance of eternal life. From that day,
it's
when you prove your insurance how it stands. Expect your, that is a word of wisdom. God bless you.
We shall be
there on Thursday.
Thursday
we are on the journey of heaven. We begin from where we ended here. Even on Friday. But on Tuesday and Wednesday,
you
see the devil's schemes. And we are seeing the number 666 and its actions. And how is it engraved upon people? We've done this that we may escape from the devil. All came from the journey of heaven. Thank you for coming. God bless you.